9 officers injured in a Phoenix shooting. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. They were responding to a home where a woman and baby live early today. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more live.
Lisa, Phoenix Sergeant Andy Williams says police got a call that a woman had been shot inside of a house.
When the first officer arrived on scene, he approached the home to help. He was actually invited inside by the suspect, an adult male. As he approached the doorway, the suspect ambushed him with a gun and shot him several times.
Several other officers arrived. An adult man came out of the house to put a baby outside. Some officers went to arrest him, but then other officers moved in to help secure the baby, and the suspect opened fire, injuring 4 other officers directly with gunfire. 4 additional officers were indirectly hurt. The suspect was later found dead inside the house. Williams said the woman was critically injured, Lisa.
Thanks, Jessica. A not guilty plea entered for the man accused of driving into a Christmas parade in Wisconsin. 39-year-old Daryl Brooks Jr. was arraigned today on 77 counts, including homicide and reckless endangerment. He was free on bail in a previous case involving a car when prosecutors say he attacked that parade last November, killing 6 people, injuring more than 60. The defense denies it was intentional and wants a change of venue. Vice President Kamala Harris highlighting the infrastructure money on the way to replace lead pipes across the country.
Lead pipes do exist in high-income communities, but in high-income communities, they have the income to fix it, which means that whether it gets fixed or not might be a function of how much money you have. And that, of course, is not right.
Visiting New Jersey's biggest city, Newark, where she says pipe replacements already done could serve as a model for the country. The FDA just delaying a meeting on COVID shots for kids under age 5. They want more time. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A horrific attack inside a Philadelphia home. 6 family members stabbed as they slept.
4 women and 2 men are in the hospital after the attack that happened before 4 a.m. today. 3 of the women are in critical condition. Those attacked range in age from 26 to 57. A 49-year-old woman had the most serious injuries, stabbed multiple times in the neck, head, and back. Police say they were stabbed with such force that one of the 2 bloodied 7-inch bladed knives that were found in the home afterwards was actually broken. Investigators say the suspected attacker, who's 29, lived in the home and was arrested after being found covered in blood a few blocks away with small cuts to his hands.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Several young children inside the home at the time were not injured. The motive under investigation. Closing arguments underway in Sarah Palin's defamation case against the New York Times for an editorial falsely linking the former Alaska governor and vice presidential nominee to a mass shooting. The Times later ran a correction, but the paper's lawyer argues there's no evidence that editorial was intended to damage Palin's reputation. Safety updates are coming for an Apple device after warnings from police and users that AirTags could pose a stalking threat.
Later this year, iPhone 11, 12, and 13 users will be introduced to a precision finding capability. It will allow recipients of an unwanted tracking alert to locate the nearby unknown AirTag using a combination of sounds, vibrations, and visual feedback. Another update will be to notify you earlier if an unknown AirTag has been moving with you. AirTags, which launched last April, were meant to allow users to keep track of their own personal items through Apple's Find My app.
Fox's Monica DeLuca. Inflation-related fears taking over on Wall Street. The Dow's now down more than 500 points. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.